Hello and welcome to I Second That Emotion. I am Copper, and this
is Raizudo,
and this is I Second That Emotion.
This is the first episode tonight, and we have our two judges, me, of course, and Raizudo.
Indeed.
So, this show is basically about acting, each human emotion. Each week we have a different theme, and it'll cover it. This show will cover each emotion going through each week. As we go on, the weeks will get harder, but since it's the first week, we decided to start off a little bit easy, even though it's still a bit of a challenge. This week's theme was to have an angry monologue, which I wrote, and they would have to play it, and it was their choice when they would start off angry and then go to sad. So at any point in the monologue, they had to transition into being depressed. So it would show their versatility with monologues and everything. So without further ado, let's just get into it. First up is Rachel Yeller.
Oh, that's it! You have played me for the last time! You unforgivable bastard! I can't believe I fell for it the last two times. It was so obvious. The way you looked at her, the way you held her hand and hugged her. The way he locked lips with her and sucked face like there was no tomorrow? I hate you so much, Jack. And I hope I never see you again.
That was Rachel Yeller. And I have to say, I was really impressed with this one because I could actually feel the emotion coming through with her lines. I felt that when she said, I think it was, The way you held her and hugged her, I felt like that actually, I could feel the hatred coming through it. And I just, the only thing I can think of that was negative was there wasn't really enough sadness in it. And I felt like she could have gone a little bit further with that. What do you think?
Yeah, I have to agree there. Like, she could have gone more extreme sadness since she did so much hate in that. Which was very well, and transition was very smooth as well, which I like.
Right. That's what we're looking for here. We're looking for a smooth transition, not too rocky, not too rough, because if this was an actual real situation, you wouldn't have to stop and think when I'm going to do this. We're looking for naturalness here. And I feel like she got that across really well. So, good job, Rachel Yeller. Probably get through tonight. Anyway, next up is Zin.
Oh, that is it! You've played me for the last time, you unforgivable woman! I can't believe I fell for it for the last 500 times! It was so obvious the way you looked at him, the way you let him buy you your drink, and then, here's the kicker, then you went and kissed him. Imagine that! You kissed him, and I don't even think I once crossed your mind. I hate you so much, Janet, and I hope I never see you again.
That was Zin with his monologue. So, why don't you start off, Raizudo?
Ah, this one. I have to say, he sounded a little hollowed out. And it also sounded like he was trying to force a voice he's not used to using. Which I'd say stray away from. Because you want to show your acting ability, not your voice. Ability to use voices in this context. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the voice, I feel like it could have worked, but I don't exactly know if he played it off well. If he was trying to do a voice, that's what it sounded like. But if he wasn't, I think in order to do these kind of things, you have to try to be within your normal range so you can actually focus more on the naturalness we were talking about earlier. And basically, I feel like this was a little rushed at the beginning, and then he lost the emotion at the end, and there wasn't really a smooth enough transition. But yeah, other than that, it was an okay monologue. What do you think?
Yeah, it was moderate. It could be better. Lots of points in it could be improved.
Right. Okay. Next up is Maxin.
Oh, that's it! You played me for the last time! You unforgivable woman! I can't believe I fell for it the last 500 times! It was so obvious the way you were looking at him. You let him buy your drink. And then... Oh, and then... Here's the kicker. Then you went and kissed him. Imagine that. You kissed him. I don't even think I crossed your mind. I hate you so much, Janice. I hope I never see you again.
That was Maxon. Now, I like this as well, but I feel like the sadness was a little bit overpowering. I feel like he balanced it out, but I feel like the sadness was just a tad bit too overdominant with the other emotions. Like, he went a little bit too far. What do you think?
Yeah, it did sound a little bit overdramatic. But overall, that was really excellent.
Right.
Emotion-wise.
Like, he played the anger well, there was a smooth transition, and it really actually sounded like it was natural. The only thing I think, I might be reiterating my point here, but like I said last time, if you gotta think, try to be natural. Like, when you are in a real situation, you wouldn't, like, cry your eyes out. You would probably be a little bit depressed, then gradually work your way up. But it wouldn't just be, like, full-on blasting out, crying your eyeballs out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Next up and last for tonight, before we move into results, is Dylan Collins.
Okay, that is it. You've played me for the last time, you unforgivable woman. I can't believe I fell for it the last 500 times. It was so obvious the way you looked at him. The way you let him buy you your drink and then... Oh, then here's the kicker. Then you went and kissed him. Imagine that. You kissed him. And I don't even think I once crossed your mind. I hate you so much, Janet, and I hope I never see you again.
That was Dylan Collins with his monologue. Now, I feel like he didn't act as well as he could, because I know Dylan, and he's a good actor, but I feel like he didn't do to his full extent. Like, there wasn't really any noticeable emotion I feel like I heard. Like, it just felt like it was played flat, and it was just kind of there, you know?
Yeah, felt like it was just being read off a page, and in parts, not really paced right. Top of the not having emotion.
Right, and I feel like he could have paced himself even better, too. Like, it did sound like it was being read, but I feel like it was paced a little oddly, too. I don't know if you got that feeling?
Yeah, I got that, too.
Alright, well, I think it's about time we go into results. So, in the results, basically what we do is we reflect on each monologue and we say yes or no. You need two yeses to get through since there's two judges. So... here's the results. First up was Richelieu. I said yes because it was a great monologue.
I say yes as well because I agree with that.
All right. Next up was Zinn, and I said no, but I would like him to resubmit because it was a good monologue, but I feel like he didn't play it as well as we'd like.
I say no as well because he should resubmit and try his best.
Right. The next was Maxon. I said yes because the emotion was good. I would just say work on the naturalness a little bit.
Yeah, I also give him a yes because that was very well done.
Yes, and last is Dylan Collins. I said no, resubmit because you I know you. You can do better than this. And if you resubmit, just try to have a little bit more emotion in it.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one.
Any last words, Rezudo?
Not really. So good luck to the others next time.
All right, well, that's the end of this episode, so we'll see you later, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
To me, your credibility was shot when you said I'm a good actor.
What about with Richelieu?
Richelieu is okay, though.
Can Richelieu go first?
Yeah, go ahead, Richelieu.
Thanks. Okay, first of all, yeah, my name's Richelieu. Richelieu.
But Richelieu's fine.
But Richelieu...
You know what? To his credit, though, Charisse does call you Rach. So
a lot of people call me Rach. Yeah, like a lot of people call me Rach. I'm not really sure.
No, not Rach. She calls you Rach.
Rach.
Oh, does she?
Rach.
I guess it should be Rach. To the radio. Actually, like
Yeah, listen to the show you're on.
I do listen to the radio. I vote every day.
She calls you Rach.
Every week, not every day. Okay, I will be talking about this now.
So, see, we did a little bug there. She votes every day. That's how our team won this week. Okay.
Yeah. No, okay. I liked your critiques because they were short and sweet. Like, you got right to the point. You said what you thought, and there was not a lot of, like, you know, unnecessary stuff. That being said, I wish there had been, like, a little bit more, like, entertainment. Like, I liked that you got right to the point and that, like, it wasn't long because it didn't drag, but it almost seemed like you didn't have, like, anything. Like, you guys both just kind of like, this is what I thought, and then, like, what was his name? How do you say his name?
Ryusaki.
Ryusaki? Like, Ryusaki would come, Ryuzuki or something like that. He would, it's I don't want to mess up your name, but yeah. I feel like I am. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Ratch.
It is.
I'm sure they'll forgive you.
Yeah. It, like, when you came, like, he would say, oh, yeah, and I agree, I thought this. And then you would be like, okay, well, you will maybe get through onto the next person. And, like, that's great because, like I said, it doesn't drag. But, like, at the same time, it's always kind of fun when you hear the judges, like, having a good time. And to me, it felt like Copper was, like, really pushing for it and he wasn't getting anything back. So I would just say, like, to Ryusuki, like, bump up your energy so that you and Copper can, like, play off each other, because then you can get right to the point, say what you want to say, but also have a little bit of, like playfulness to it, and that'll make the show more interesting.
It might help if you tickle each other a little bit when you critique.
You're, like, discredit. You're, like, making my critique, like, not as legit.
No, you're but making it's entertaining. Not as legit.
Oh, shush. And then my other comment is, yeah, I don't know what you did with mixing, but
oh my God.
You were in one ear, Copper,
like,
and then
angel
he was
and
in
the devil in the cartoons. Yeah, the angel in one ear and the devil in the other ear.
And to be honest, it kind of made, like, it really difficult to pay attention to what.
Here's the thing. On the one hand, I want to believe this was an accident, but in the past, I've thought in my head, hey, since there's two people, it'd be really cool if I was on one side and the other was on the other side. It's not a good idea.
No.
You can pan a little bit to where one's slightly more.
20% tops.
I cannot listen to a show that has you each in one ear. There's no way I could follow a series that. Easiest thing to do, load your recording into Audacity or something and then make it mono and it'll put you guys in both ears.
Yeah, seriously. I felt like I was falling to the left and falling to the right. It's not a comfortable feeling.
Yeah, that was just, it just gets really distracting. I was like, wait, what is he saying? Hold on. But I think you guys gave, like, pretty legit critiques. And I think you guys, like, know what you're looking for, which is good, because, like, sometimes when you go into a show and you're not 100% sure what you're looking for, it can, like, screw you over. So I think that's good. I overall like this. I would like to see more, like, energy from Ryusaki, just so that your banter can be more prevalent and, like, interesting. And I think that will make the show richer than it is right now.
I really do like the theme song, and I like that you guys talk twins at the beginning.
That's so cute.
You always talk at the same time.
It's like Max Headroom.
I think Ryusaki maybe was nervous because it was the first time he's done anything like this. Copper, I thought, was a great, great host. Like, he did a great job. I really liked your critiques. Like, they were short. One of you is laid back. The other is very, like, out there. I thought it flowed well. You knew what you wanted to say. And see, the way that you guys did yeses and nos at the end was fine because you kept them short. There were no additional, like, critiques. You were saying yes and no and why, and that was fine the way you did that. I could follow that easily too. And then I love that guy Zin. I just want to mention that guy Zin's voice.
Yeah, like awesome. Kudos post. On getting, like, randos. I was
the Mercatroid. Stage right, stage left, even. I liked the show a lot,
me
but
too.
The mixing killed it for me. So I don't know where I don't know how much. I mean, I feel like that's kind of an issue. And especially, I don't know if it was a mistake. It could be that you mean for the show to be like that. And if that's the case, that's really a problem. What do you think, Reed?
Oh my God, I thought that was a huge problem. They said a lot of what I wanted to say. I did think that the pace, look, we just came off of an hour-long stretch-out show. and this was so much faster paced, and that was that's very good timing for you because that felt great. I mean, like kind of refreshing. Well, but I mean, but if they had done eight, they still would have.
That's
been
what I'm
done
saying. They did four 10 in 10 minutes, whereas the other show did eight in 60 minutes. Yeah. So they probably would have done eight in 20 minutes. So you could do maybe 30 minutes. Like you can maybe.
And a good result could have even been halfway between what right. the two were.
Exactly.
But I liked the fast pace, but and it was clear that Copper was in charge. And actually, Copper, I thought you did a good job. Your partner was like almost drugged. Just like, it was laid back to the point where it was like almost sleepwalking. I have to tell you that the whole thing with the panning that he's talking about, really, I mean, I have like stereo headphones on and it was painful. It was actually painful and it was so distracting that thank God you had Rochelle Euler on the show because, and Dylan, because I could actually ask them what were the rules because I missed the rules because I was so distracted by what was going on with the thing with the ears.
I'm also thinking. Oh, go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, other than the angel devil comments, I didn't really have anything else to say. I actually thought that you were quick to the point. I would say one small thing. I didn't actually have an opportunity to go back yet and listen to what did WSIB stand for? Who sang it better?
Yeah.
Yes. Turtle Show, where there was the same thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I've been meaning to go back and listen to, but you might run into some problem with the same repetitive monologue being done over and over again and losing interest to your listeners.
I was going
to
suggest that. Maybe for the audition thread, you could give them like a choice of five different ones. And
yeah.
Yeah, because I think that with these four, though, it was interesting to me to hear how everybody did them differently. But I think if it was like, if there are 12 auditions, it might get old pretty fast.
Yeah.
I liked it overall. Don't know that I can get past the mixing, but if you don't win the show, I hope that you may possibly win. I did like this, but you need to not do that mixing thing.
Yeah, as long as if the mixing hadn't been there, it would have been...
If the mixing hadn't been there, for me... Between these two shows, this one would be over the other one. But with that mixing, I don't know that I can justify.
Right, yeah, the mixing just really threw it off for me, too, which sucks. Like,
yeah.
It but sucks you did a great that job. That's what's killing you.
The show itself was great. You did a great job. And
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
A quick thing on the mixing, just to reiterate what Dylan was saying before. If you're gonna have it so that you've got one on each side, go 20, maybe 30% to left and the right. Do yeah. not go full force all the way.
No.
Don't go any more than 30%.
I don't see I want to believe this was an accident, but I don't see how you could mix the show and not hear it when you're mixing it. So I kind of am wondering if he did it on purpose.
He has.
It is kind of weird. It's
too deliberate.
Either that, he recorded it and didn't realize the program was going to do that, and then when he realized it did, was like, oh shit, I don't know how to fix this. Oh well. But it's maybe easy. Just put it in mono. You've Got Mail is the last show we're going to look at tonight.
Yay!
I'm excited, you guys.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
I won't be on this one, though. Is Rochelle Euler on it? That's not as exciting.
Are you not on this?
No, I'm not.
You have a penis?
Yeah, that's true. I do.
That's Princess
I should boycott and say that I actually...
That's Lady Awesome Sauce. All right, let's listen.
Okay.
All right, we'll count down again.